Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the importance of a good example. I'm going to read to you from Titus chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, where we read, "In all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you." Paul told Titus how to speak to the different groups of people in his congregation, and he told Timothy to tell the young men to be sober-minded. Then Paul explained to Titus the importance of being a good example himself. This is what Paul wrote: "In all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works." Titus had to be more than a teacher. He also had to be an example, a pattern. His guidance to others could not be taken seriously if he himself was not walking after God's truth. This is a powerful, basic principle that's often neglected. If the preacher or teacher does not live what he teaches, well, why should anyone else try or listen to him? Now, this doesn't mean that leaders in the church must be perfect. Like anyone else, they will have their weaknesses and failings. Leaders can't be examples of perfection, but they certainly can be examples of humility and repentance. There's a specific way that Titus had to be an example. Paul wrote here, "In doctrine showing integrity." Titus had to be an example in doctrinal stability and integrity. If he wasn't comfortably settled in his understanding of the scriptures, he wasn't ready to lead. Titus also had to be an example of reverence, of incorruptibility, and of sound speech. Titus had to teach the older men and the older women, that's earlier in Titus chapter 2, to be reverent, but he also had to be an example of reverence first. Titus had to teach the older men how to be sound in faith, earlier in Titus chapter 2, but his faith had to be incorruptible. When God's leaders live this way, it gives those who oppose God's work no excuse to accuse and reject the truth. Paul put it this way, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed. Now, of course, Jesus lived this better than anyone. Jesus could say to an angry mob, "Which of you convicts me of sin?" That's in John chapter 8. And no one could say anything when Jesus said it. Now, I'm sure there are people that you really want to see come to faith. And you want to see them come to a real relationship with Jesus Christ. And there are probably many others that you know who already love Jesus, but they need to be taught in some important areas of the Christian life. With both groups, remember that your example means so much. If we fail to be good examples of the Christian life, then what we teach others is of little effect. If we fail to be good examples of the Christian life, then we give others the opportunity to excuse their unbelief. We can humbly ask Jesus to forgive us for all the times we failed in being good examples, and then we can ask him for the ongoing strength to represent God and his people by our good example. Hey, let's ask the Lord to work in us to make us better examples, and we can do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.